You're listening to the Training Dummies. Off the Rails with Rob and Daryl.
Hey, it's a surprise episode of the Training Dummies, episode 206, recorded for you on May 6th. It's almost like, what, 11 o'clock here? 10 o'clock for you?
Yeah, a little later than we intended, but we got it.
Yeah. My name is Rob, and I am now the official owner of a, I threw it over there, never mind, of a the Silo District Marathon 5K achievement t-shirt with swag and medal.
Nice. That's awesome.
I believe you're in the club. You're in the club too, Daryl.
Yeah. I did my first 5K as well this morning, the Running Wild 5K and half marathon. So I only did the 5K, but yeah, it was a great accomplishment that, you know, all the work we've been putting in since January has finally paid off and we've accomplished an official race. So it felt great today. It really did.
It was awesome. I don't know, where do we want to start at, man? This was, it's been months in the making. months, I don't know, was it January, February?
Yeah, it was right around there. Kind of a New Year's resolution thing to start the Couch to 5K program. Before we start on that, though, did you want to start on the low? Because it's been a weekend of highs, highs and lows.
Start with the low, I did with the high, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can. So right now, our Friday night raid team has decided that we're working strictly on progression, which is heroic coven. And, we've banged our head up against that a couple of nights. And I think, that has completely taken the wind out of my sails and I'm done doing that fight. And I may be done with progression until Battle for Azeroth comes out. How about you? I think you share.
Yeah, I do share that sentiment. That was awful. Like it was, I look forward to our Friday evening, raid nights. And, this past Friday was 3 hours of frustration. And a lot of it, like that fight is just, it's RNG and there's nothing you can do. But our best pull was we got to 20% and at 20%, it's like five of the RNG things that can happen did happen. And it was a wipe, and that was our best shot of the night, and we just never got... We had a couple at 30, and, you know, some at 60 and 80, just because that's just what was happening. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel we should be able to get that boss down, but it's just things felt like they were conspiring against us to not get it, and I want to have fun when I play the game, and that wasn't fun for me at all. So yeah, it's like you're saying, I don't know if I care to complete progression, like complete heroic of whatever this raid is, the Argus raid.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's there's a certain like feels bad aspect to it when it doesn't matter like how well you do and how properly you do things. And I know we're still technically in the learning phase of this fight. I feel like there's a couple of folks that maybe still don't understand all the mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, even you have these little moments where it's like, okay, don't stand near anyone. And then somebody stands on somebody else. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I know I did it a few times. It was done to me. And, you know, and then, oh, wait, there's a storm when we have the walking ads, while we have the fire dot is up, while the frozen orb is up, and there's no safe zones anywhere. And I just burned my defensives and okay.
Yeah. I think that was our 20% wipe. That's what happened. It was like everything just all at once. Yeah. It was terrible.
Yeah. So that was enough to really just make me go, you know what? Forget it. I am willing to just not do this. I'll bring some alts, do some whatever, do something else.
Yeah, but, exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah. I like to have fun on my Friday evenings during raid and alts are fun too. Like alt raids are fun. So more fun than what we just experienced anyway.
So
that might be the way we're going forward. You know, there's only one way I'm going to go back into that fight right now. And that's if we're bringing ringers along who've done the fight many times and can power us through it. Cause I'm not sure what I still don't know what our struggle with it is. Like why we're just not getting it, but, If that doesn't happen, then I'm just going to not complete the raid on Heroic, and I'm okay with that. I have made my peace.
Yeah, we have a couple of folks that tend to be like the raid leads that kind of this isn't the only team that they raid on. So, you know, they have other teams or more progressed teams, and this is either a secondary or, you know, something else for them. And you go in there and you see them and they're like, oh yeah, just do this and we got it. And then 3 hours later, we're like, ah, man. Okay. Well, maybe not.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, I don't know. Like, you know, I was playing some beta the other night. After hearing so much negativity, and maybe I blame Reddit or blame the community or whatever it is. But like, yeah, I went in and I was like, oh, this is actually not that bad. Like I was playing a Demon Hunter, which isn't quite as impacted by the global cooldown changes, but
right.
It felt good. I liked it. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. That'll probably be where I land going into BFA. So.
Yeah, I still haven't tried the beta, but I have been playing my Demon Hunter a fair bit because I really enjoyed it. Now that I finally leveled one up here last month or so, they're a lot of fun. Like, they're really a lot of fun.
Dude, they're awesome, man.
Oh, I know. I don't know why it took me so long to actually level it up. The part I'm on now, which it's nothing like what we experienced Friday, but it's just a little annoyance. I'm on the part where I'm gearing up all my followers to 950. And you need to get the 950 items from a mission. I went 3 days without that mission popping up. Come on, the expansion's almost over. Like, let me just finish this one quest. It's a quest to get them to 950 and 3 days without a mission. So anyway, it finally popped today. So I've got them on another one. I think that'll be number 4 once I get that one back. But yeah, and then.
Yeah, that's hard on alts, man. Cause I know. You're like, I don't know, you've already done this, and now to go back and be like, oh, yep, playing on another tune, and it's taking, you know, the RNG of whether or not the missions pop up is like, I don't think there's anything you can do to trigger those. Like, they just show up or they don't, you know?
Yeah, I know. So, and then the other thing I did, is I rolled a mage. So
yeah, you did, huh? I got that little whisper for a guild invite.
Yeah, so I'm like, well, all these new races, I'm like, what am I going to do? I want to try them all out. They're new. It's kind of cool. So I've decided, Zandalari, I'm going to do a druid, High Mountain Tauren. I'm thinking maybe Hunter, but then Nightborn, I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm like, let's roll a mage. So why not? So I've got it up to 36 now, I think. 20. Like,
you're up to level 20 now.
Well, you start at 20. No, that my High Mountain Druid that I did when they first gave us the High Mountain Tauren, I got up to level 20. Yes.
Yeah.
No, but I got the mage to 36. So I know the leveling changes have they're a lot different now, but I do like that I can go into a zone and complete it without out leveling it. So I'm actually completing some of those zone achievements because I got Lore Master before Cataclysm, so before they had changed all the zones to, you know, do this set of stories in it. Before that, it was like, do 50 quests in Stone Talon Mountains, right? So I completed all that Lore Master before, so I had never gone back and actually completed all these zones as they are now. And so that's what I'm leveling through. So I hadn't completed the story for Ashenfail, so I did that one. I just did Stone Talon, finished that up yesterday, and now I'm working on Desolus because I haven't completed those achievements yet. So, and they're account-wide achievements. So that's been my focus right now. And then once I hit 40, then I'll bump up to Fellwood. And then after that, I think I want to hit Badlands because I just remember a friend of ours, Taylor, saying that Badlands story was really awesome. Like, it was a really good one to do. So I never did go back and do it. So I'm planning to hit that one after Fellwood.
Remember it at all, but yeah, I know some of the stories in those older zones are pretty sweet.
And I'm really looking forward to skipping Outland completely.
I don't know how I feel. There's a couple of Outland zones that I like, and then
yeah,
I don't know. Like, so what's bunched together? Outland and Northrend.
Yeah, and yeah. Then, so I'll jump right into Northrend. Yeah,
Cata and Mists are bunched together.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So depending on what your mood is.
Oh yeah. Man. Yeah.
You know, you seem pretty tired. Like, what What made you so tired today?
I think it was sealing my deck. I seriously think that's what got me all tired. I was fine after the run. But then we did a bit more running around, and then we came home, and like the deck that Team Crab deck from 2 years ago helped me build, well, I need to put water sealant on it, and that's what I spent my afternoon doing. And boy, I felt exhausted after that because the sun was like 26 degrees today, which is a beautiful day for May. That's a beautiful day for any time of year here. So,
yeah, right.
Yeah, and Tad, I just felt I was like exhausted when I was done because it was standing, and I, you know, my old shoes, which aren't my new fancy shoes, and yeah, like my legs were sore and tired, and I almost had a nap on the couch. Like, it was just brutal. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, that wiped me out. The running, that was fine.
Okay, so I think we can move into the run stuff.
Yeah, let's get into there. We talked about our lows. We're good.
Yeah, let's talk about some highs. All right, so darn like right. We said, this was months in the making. We've had a couple of shows about it and the preparation and everything that it took to get into it. So, all right, the 5K, the thing, it happened. Let's see, like for me, this was my wife's parents were like really supportive of the whole process, and they her dad came to me and was like, hey, we want to sponsor you to run a 5K.
Nice.
And I was like, okay, cool. So he emailed me and was like, hey, I found this one. What do you think? I'm like, yeah, totally cool, fine, let's do it. Mm-hmm. Well, I had no idea at the time what it was really, or you know, I didn't like do a bunch of research on it, but it turns out it is if you've heard of the show Fixer Upper, it's one of those like it's pretty popular, like, you know, the house flipping kind of show.
Yeah, I've watched a few of them.
Well, the actual run itself took place in Waco, and it was put on by Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the whole thing was straight up like their event. And it was all surrounding all their, you know, the Magnolia Bakery and all that stuff up there, and they shut down like the entire downtown and turned it into this course. So they had the 5K, the half, and the full marathon all mapped out, and I did the 5K. But you know, there was Chip Gaines running around. He did the full marathon. I guess he's been training for like a year for it.
Oh wow, and that's awesome!
And it was a massive fundraiser. I don't think they quite expected the turnout. I was getting ready to start the 5K portion of it, they announced that there's over 3,000 people there to do the 5K.
Oh, and wow, that's a lot.
It was, they had all these signs up where you're supposed to stand, like, you know, based on kind of where you thought your pace was going to be.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I'll kind of stay towards the slower end, you know, like the 12-minute mile, you know, because yeah. I just don't know how this is going to go for me.
Right, yeah.
Well, dude, it was just wall-to-wall people, and nobody cared about the signage. You had people that just wanted to be in the front just to be in the front. And,
yep.
And, yeah, and it was insane. It was massive. It was an event, and it was really, really neat. Like, you're just running, and, like, they have, like, signs all over the course with these quotes that were just super cool. Like, you were built for this, and, like, you know, like, it's not about how fast you did it. It's just about making it to the end. It's just all the super, you know, I don't know. It was just a very, awesome. Very, like, super cool event. And being, like, my first run, I don't know. It was, like, I was by myself. I was just doing it. I had my headset on and just listening to some jams and just doing it. And it was, like, I was just in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I was crushing it. And then here comes the lady with her kids in the stroller comes like flying by me like I'm not even moving. I was like, and there it is.
Yeah,
there's that's awesome. The truth right there. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a lot of, I don't know. I learned very quickly that the 5K portion of it was very social, and it was very much like people were just like FaceTiming while they were doing it. And
oh, wow. That's
taking
something.
Selfies and running and texting and laughing and giggling and stopping. And, you know, there's all sorts of, you know, people that had no intention on running at all. They were just walking and hanging out. And then a couple, you know, folks that were actually like, you know, not try hard, but like trying to take it a little more seriously. So
yeah,
I spent a lot of it. I think I started about the halfway point through the pack. And I spent a lot of my time like weaving in and out of people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because there were so many people that were just walking.
Yeah.
And I just like like, you know, just like weaving around through them. So awesome. it was good, man. It was really good. I'm glad I did it. I did walk a couple of times. There was a couple of stretches where it was just like some crazy like uphill.
Yeah.
And they tried to make it as level as they could, but there was a couple of times where it was just like you were just straight up climbing this hill, and I just was like, I gotta walk for a sec, or you know, I stopped and got some Gatorade, and
yeah,
but I did it. Felt good. I think my final time, I didn't get anything official yet, but I think it was right around 40 minutes. So nice. A little slower than I thought, but I walked a couple times. And a huge thing for me was that I was like really, really, really sick a couple of weeks ago, and
I remember that.
Feel like I still haven't completely recovered.
Yeah,
like I have this permanent cough that sounds like I have emphysema or something, like just nasty still, like, yeah, to this, like, yeah, you know, so I'm not 100%, but I'm close. And for not being able to really train much the last 2 weeks, and, you know, coming off the tail of being like in bed for a week like that, I think I did pretty well. So
right on.
I'm going to definitely give it two thumbs up though. So how did it go for you?
Oh, well, I'm going to start off with the stroller bit, because as soon as we started, there was two people with the stroller. Like, it was just, like, I, you know, I just kind of snickered. And then my wife is, because my wife did a 10K, I want to say 10 years ago now, maybe 8 years. It was a long time ago anyway. But we had a jogging stroller at the time, and she just commented to me, most of my training for that 10K, I was pushing a stroller. I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't even remember that. So yeah. So she's done a lot of that before too, when she was training for her 10K, cause we had the jogging stroller, and you know, middle of the afternoon and I'm at work. Well, that's how she's going to train, is pushing the stroller. So that was kind of funny. But yeah, like my wife has been sick a couple times. Like she was training for this as well, and she's been sick a couple times as well. So, she signed up for the race with me, and we were both there, and I know I can run farther than her, because I've been able to not get sick. So I've been able to keep up my training. And once I got past my feet issues with the sore feet, $180 shoes later, but I think they're doing the trick. It took me like 2 weeks to break them in, because even last week I used the shoes and man, my feet were still sore. But then Thursday did a run. And my feet were maybe a little bit sore, but not as bad as they had been. And today, totally fine. So it's just, I think it was just a matter of breaking the shoes in. So well worth the cost, because I do plan to keep this up. But I'm like, do you mind if I, you know, I'll run with you, you know, until you need a break to walk. And then I'm like, do you mind if I just keep going? Because I want to see what I can do, right? She said, yeah, totally. That's fine. That's not a problem at all. So, the first 2 kilometers I did with her, and, even looking at my app, they ended up being, was like 7 minutes, 40 seconds per kilometer. I'm not sure what that works out in miles per hour, but anyway, that's what it was. And then after 2 kilometers, she's like, just go. She's like, I'm going to take a bit of a walk. And, you know, I look back and she wasn't too far behind. She started running again. And then, you know, I rounded a corner, and then I never did see her again until the end. Actually, what happened is she found someone she knew, like someone who used to teach at the school she works at last year. So that was kind of cool. So she ended up running with that person for the rest of the way. And actually, my wife had a cold today too. That's right. That's another thing. She had a cold actually today. And the friend she met up with also had a cold. So it kind of worked. Like, neither of them could really push themselves.
Yeah.
So that worked out well. But yeah, I ran. There was one spot I had to walk, and it was a steep hill, but it wasn't very long, but it's just like my legs just wouldn't do it. So once I got to the top, I ran the rest of the way. But, my next 3 kilometers, it was 6 minutes and 25 seconds per kilometer. So I'm like, oh, wow. You know, it's really cool looking at my, you know, my pacing after, cause it was, you know, 7:40 for the first two. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I was keeping pace with my wife, so that's okay. And then, yeah, I just kind of kicked it into high gear, and yeah, it was really cool. I'm glad I did it, and I'm already to sign up for another 2 or 3, or you know, maybe even 1 a month if I can do it. Because
I'm definitely with you, man. I finished, and I'm sitting there like I don't know, this typical, I don't know if it's just me or if just people do this in general, but like I'm being super critical of myself. Like, oh man, why'd you walk? Why'd you do this? Oh, this sucks. Why'd you do that? And then I just stopped and just had this moment of like, this is a huge victory. You know, this is massive. You know, this took me personally a lot of work. This took like, you know, being able to navigate through asthma and just like some other issues and like I should, I've never been able to do this my entire life. And so I'm like finishing up and I'm thinking this, all right. Like once I kind of got through some of the negativity, I'm like, all right, what does this look like to do this again or to do this some more? And I was even talking to my wife tonight. She took me out. We went to the super nice steakhouse here in Austin and I'm telling her like, man, do you think I can do the half next year? She's like, yeah, you totally can. So I'm thinking like, you know, that's a year away. This was the first inaugural, you call it the very first one put on there. The whole event in itself was just so cool. And I just really, really enjoyed it. And I'm like, yeah, I would, you know, I wonder if I can train to do a half and maybe do like, I don't have aspirations of running a full.
No,
I really don't. I don't like go, man, I want to run 26 miles, but like, no. But a half, I feel like a half seems like, I bet I could do that. And I bet I could work for that. And I, you know, like that seems achievable to me. So
that's crazy. Like I'm definitely going to go as far as the 10K route. There's one in September in Stony Plain, which is, you know, it's the town I live closest to. So I'm probably going to sign up for the 10K for that one. But I don't know about the half marathon. That's that feels like a big step. Like that's double. That's what is it? It's like 21 kilometers or something ridiculous.
Yeah. So, yeah, man.
Good on you, man. Though, if you're going to do that, that's awesome. Good
well, okay. So what I'm looking at is like, it's going to be a lot of work, but also I like what's going on. Like I like I like this feeling and I don't love running because a lot of people are like, oh, the runner's high and this, oh my gosh, I run. And I'm like, ah, that part of it like kind of sucks. But like the work that I'm putting into it and the being able to like do something that I've never done before, like there's just this whole like aspect of it that like is awesome. And I just love it. Like it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's the runner's high, not like, or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe because like right when I finished, I finished running across the finish line there, you know, and it was just like all these people screaming and like, and I look over and there's my family and like they give me this medal, like this crazy medal.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome.
Huge old thing. And my, I go over and my son, man, he's 4, right? So he sees me, you know, and I go over there and this kid like dive tackle hugs me. Probably like he's never hugged me in his entire life. And he's just like squeezing and hugging my neck for like a minute. Yeah, and nice. I was like, man, this is so crazy. Like, what the heck is going on? Why is he, you know? And he's like, so I start talking to him and he's like, dad, so are you ready to go home and play some Heroes or some Overwatch? And I was like, all right, I love it. It's so perfect. You know,
that's awesome.
Like I'm doing something for them that like, that was never really modeled to me. Right. Like just like being able to overcome and do something. Mm-hmm. And then, but also we have this, you know, we have this thing together where he's like super excited to go and play some video games too, you know? So
nice.
Yeah. My in-laws, my wife and everything, they were talking about like how social the 5K part of it was and how like we could do it as a family. And
yeah, and like, definitely.
Yeah, you totally could. Like I said, man, I got passed up by at least a couple of ladies with strollers. Yeah. There was this little girl in front of me at one point, her and her dad were running, or her mom, and they had like this whole, like a whole stretch of sidewalk of people just with like these poster, like their, you know, the little poster signs that they made and cheering them on. This little girl was just like rocking it. And I'm like, this is awesome. You know, like I said, I don't want to run 26 miles, but I want to do this again. And this is super cool. And I like where I'm at and I want to do more, you know, I want to keep training. I want to stay like regular with my, you know, with my routine and
yeah, for sure.
You know, with the, you know, whether it's treadmill or whether, you know, it's around the neighborhood or whatever that looks like. I feel like this is something now that I have introduced as a habit into my life. So.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of kids in this one too. And, you know, we were talking about, well, maybe we should have brought the kids. Like our daughter asked, but she hasn't done like any running at all. And, you know, there is, I'm sure even for kids, like I'm sure they can run a lot farther than I could have, but I'm sure there's some training involved for them at least, but maybe not. Maybe they've just got the energy to do it. I don't know. Cause there was this pack of kids, like, and parents, they all had shirts made up, like, so it was more than one family. Like there was a couple family and there was girls. I think they were probably 8 to 10 years old. And yeah, they were keeping up, you know, they're staying ahead of me like the whole time. I'm like, wow, this is impressive. And then there was another, it was a dad and his daughter and they're ahead of me. I'd see them ahead of me and then, you know, they'd start walking for a bit and take a break. And then I'd almost catch up to them and then they'd run off again, you know, and then I'd catch up again and then they'd run off. And yeah, then I think yeah. I passed them at one point and then all of a sudden they come sprinting right past me again. It's like, holy cow. It's like, all right. You know, it was kind of funny. So, but yeah, it's, I know it's called the brain tumor walk and, We did it a couple of years ago and it, you know, it's, something that's, personal for our family anyway. It's again this year and, it's advertised as like a 2.5K. My wife looked it up today, 2.5K or 5K. And it's just a walk or run because it's a one lap. Or if you're doing 5K, you do two laps. I'm like, well, let's do that then. Cause last time, you know, we just walked the one lap and I'm like, let's run two laps this time, you know? We'll bring the kids with us again this time and, you know, they can decide what they want to do. If they want to try and run with us for the two laps or they can just walk the one lap cause there'll be other family there. So yeah, we're going to be doing that again for sure. That's at the end of May, I think. And then after that, yeah, we'll be looking for more things to do for sure. Definitely.
I like it, man. I like how it's like this thing that just kind of started. I'm not even entirely sure how it started, but like it's like bridging so many gaps, you know?
Yeah.
That, James and Missy both did the Orange County half marathon today. And, you know, Allie ran, she found something in her area. And,
yeah.
And Kevin ran, you know, he ran a 5K, like just, you know, did it himself. And it was like in this, you know, here we are like all thousands of miles apart, even in separate countries. And like,
yeah, it was awesome,
you know, and we're doing this thing like together, like somehow, like, I think that was one thing that I was thinking about while I was running to you. You know, we didn't all start at the same time. In fact, I was up at 4:30 this morning and I had to, it was a little over an hour drive to get there. And,
oh, wow.
Oh, dude. But, you know, it was just thinking like we've all, you know, you and I started on this couch to 5K thing with like, you know, week one, day one was very hard for me.
Like, oh, it getting totally on there was.
And going like, okay, run for 1 minute. And I'm like, man, what
the? A minute's a long time.
Like, yeah. And then, you know, and then I'm running for 5 minutes and then 7 minutes and then 10 and then 20. And, you know, and then now it's like, you know, hey, I just did a 5K and I know. Like, it's so easy to let things steal your thunder a little bit because I'm doing this 5K and I'm looking and there's like freaking older ladies wearing tutus and all these people dressed up and being all goofy and doing all this stuff. And I'm like, no, man, I worked my butt off to get here. Like, but like, that's my journey. That's my process. And that's, you know, like, and I don't want to let somebody else's fun, like, take that away. So, I love where we're at and I love the fact that like so many of us in our team and in our guild and like how we're just like, we're constantly talking about this and doing this and pushing it. And it's like, it's a bit of a legacy now that we're passing this on to our families and stuff. So super, super cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And it's part of a lifestyle change. Like I know we started this, it was called TCD Fit at the time. Channel in our Discord with, you know, our guild and our group of friends there. And we started that a year and a half ago because we were all planning to, you know, all my fitness pal and it didn't stick for me. Like I know I'd lost some weight, but then I put it all back on by this Christmas again. And, then, you know, we started the Couch to 5K, and I think it was week two by the time you and I both realized we were both doing the same thing, and we both started at roughly the same time. And that kind of gave us both a push to keep going. Like, it was, you know, there was times I remember where it was, oh, man, Rob did his run already? Okay, I better do mine. And then I remember one after you texted me and said, hey, you going to do your run today? I'm like, I already did it. He's like, damn it. Okay, I'm going to the gym. You know, it was awesome. Yeah. It was awesome that way. But the funny thing is about this channel now in our Discord, it is the most active channel in our Discord. So that is cool. Like, that's, I really think that's awesome. Our healthier than LFR channel. Yeah. As we call it now.
We've evolved, like, some of the names of stuff has evolved over time, but yeah. That one in the Overwatch League channel seems to get an awful lot of chatter in it. That's funny.
Yeah, it does. But, it's awesome.
Well, dude, I'm super proud of you, man.
Like, yeah, same. This is like it's amazing.
Here we are, like, in our, you know, in our 40s now, and I'm not in the best shape I've ever been in my life, but I'm doing things that I've never been able to do in my life. And
I know that, for sure.
You know, like you said, it just making the long-term changes, you know, I've had like many ups and downs and with weight and dieting and all sorts of stuff. So it's like to actually like make some permanent changes that are going to, you know, it's still going to take some work to get where I want, but yeah, I'm pretty happy, and I'm really, really proud of you and some of the other folks that are just like pushing. Like you said, the being able to like just keep up with each other wasn't really competitive so much as it was like kind of inspirational, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Did you run yet today? Like, and I'm thinking, man, maybe I'll just take skip today and go do it tomorrow. And you're like, yeah, man, I'm done. I'm like, all right, okay. Who am I to sit this one out? Like, if you know,
yeah.
So it's good, man. It's amazing how we can live like thousands of miles away, yet still like have this thing where we're just pushing each other. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it was good. It was all good.
Well, that's the high, man. I think we ended on a high. It felt good. It was weird to get up and go and do that. And like I said, when I signed up. Or got signed up for this thing, I didn't even realize what I was getting involved in, and then being up there today around that whole thing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Just insane. Like, it was, was jitters or nerves or whatever, but like, I just had this moment where I was there and it was like, I don't know, like 6:30 and it was starting to get light out. And I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I literally have no clue what's going on here. I don't know. Do I need to check in? Do I need to go there? Do I need to talk to somebody? Do I need to just wait in this line? Do I need to go here? And I'm just, and then finally I just was like, all right, just take a deep breath. Like, like you're just doing the thing and you're not going to mess it up. Right. You're just like, when it's your turn to run, you run. So it was funny though. It started, it ended up starting a lot later than I was expecting because they were just like letting a few people go at a time to try and pace.
Oh, okay.
People out because there were just so many people in a small area, but
yeah,
but yep, I gave it a definitely two thumbs up, and I'm looking forward to what comes next and signing up for some more, whether I do one or two of these a year, or if I'm going to, you know, if I'm going to be a little more serious about the half, and I'm thinking so, right? Like, it's a year away at this point, but I'm thinking so, man. Like,
that's awesome.
I know there's a couple of people that are super, like, Kevin's way into the shiplap thing and all that. So, I wonder if I can talk anybody into coming out and doing the half with me. Wow. You don't normally get that from me.
No. Well, it's hot out. So, I have the windows in the office open, and I guess someone's right around the subdivision. Like,
that's
I
awesome. Look behind that me. Is the, yeah, that's the perfect noise for us to describe how everything went.
With Zoom. All right. Well, maybe I'll do some housekeeping things here. Then if you have any questions or comments or just want to find out what we are doing, we're active on Twitter at Training Dummies. Rob is at Rob Copeland. Myself, Daryl, is at Daryl_TTD. And if you like the show and you want to support us, you can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/trainingdummies. No obligation, of course. We're just happy that you listen. All right. Should we do shout-outs?
Yeah, I'd say so, man. You want to go first? Because I don't steal them all.
All right. I'm going to be – well, you mentioned pretty much everyone already. But Big shout out! A big shout out to
Stole them in advance.
Totally. Yeah, big shout out to you, Rob. Like, it's a huge accomplishment for you, I know, and for all of us. On your first 5K, I know it's been an amazing journey for you, and I'm really excited that you've completed. I'm excited to see you start going on the half marathon, too. I think that's amazing. I want to give a shout out, of course, to my wife for coming along in the race with me today. I know when her cold yesterday was, she was talking about maybe not going, but she did today, so that was awesome. And then, of course, a big shout out to the three who did the half marathons today, and Allie, Missy, and James. And then, of course, a big shout out to Kevin for, even though he didn't do an official race, he still ran 5K just because the rest of us were. So do you have any to top that?
Shoot, man. Challenge accepted. No, that was basically everybody.
All right.
Asta and Conrad and everybody, Pink and everybody in our health fitness, Discord channel that we use, like everybody just being so positive and really, really like helping just keep, you know, there's I've been pretty, I don't know, transparent, been pretty open about some of the stuff that I have a hard time with, or, you know, where I struggle or I get stuck with, you know, the diet and exercise stuff. And it's like, just to hear like other people on the same page or just saying like, it's okay. Like, it's totally fine. Whatever happened today is fine. Tomorrow's a new day. You know, do step up and do it tomorrow, whether it's tracking food or whether it's getting into the gym or whatever that looks like. So definitely thanks to all the crew. And even though he'll probably never hear this, Chip and Joanna Gaines for putting on the event.
That's like, awesome.
It was incredible, man.
That's so cool.
No idea what I was getting into. And that was amazing, man. It was something else. It was well done. You know, for being the very first one, and they put up, all of the proceeds went to donations, and there was like some pretty, pretty large prize pools. I think, first place in the half and the full got either $10,000 or $15,000, and they put that up themselves. So they totally sponsored. I mean, there were sponsors, but they totally, you know, facilitated the whole thing, and it was super cool. So. Yeah, man. I know not every race is going to be like that, but it was a very, very good starting point for me. So I'm sure that next time they're listening to the Training Dummies and they hear the shout out, they'll feel really good about that.
Sweet. All right. Well, I think that wraps it up, eh?
Yeah.
All right. So that's episode 206 of the Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we are all just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust.
Woo!
From people you shouldn't.
Woo!